Grace to you and peace from God our Father and from our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Have this mind among yourselves, which is yours in Christ Jesus, who though he was in the form of God, did not count equality with God a thing to be grasped, but made himself nothing, taking the form of a servant, being born in the likeness of men. And being found in human form, he humbled himself by becoming obedient to the point of death, even death on a cross. Therefore, God has highly exalted him and bestowed on him the name that is above every name, so that at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow, in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Won't a lot of people be surprised on Judgment Day? How many people are there out there who think of the word Christ simply as a curse word? Jesus simply as a word to be uttered when nothing important is being said. This one who came to this earth, the Almighty God, the Creator of the heaven and earth with the Father and the Spirit, lays aside all glory, lives within human flesh like everyone else, calls no attention to himself to be bowed down to or worshipped or served. When he finally gets to the heart of what he's going to do, that he's going to go to Jerusalem to die, he says to the disciples, don't say a word to it about it to anyone. Don't tell them what's going on, because they all wanted someone to deliver them and give them a lot more loot than they had right then. Let's get rid of this imposter, this fraud. And Jesus says not a word. He doesn't fight back. He doesn't say, you've got it all wrong. He goes to die. We cannot be like Jesus is. As Christians, we can have that mind in us only by saying, Lord, help me know how to look outward at the world through your eyes. Many times people will say, well, you have to give up completely on yourself and just love other people. And the Lord really doesn't say that. He says, love your neighbor as much as you love yourself. Love your neighbor as much as I have loved you. Realize there's something loose in your heart to bring peace to people who see Jesus as a fraud and an imposter and a joke and a fool. That's the one who says, come, eat my body, drink my blood, be strengthened by me so that you can pour my grace out on others. I am none of those things. And it will be known someday that I am true God and true man, that I am the Lord and the Savior of the world. It is our prayer that when every knee bows, that every knee will bow to praise and honor and worship him, not to be sent forth from him. Amen. May the peace of God that passes all human understanding keep our hearts and minds through faith in Christ Jesus to life everlasting. Amen.